Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Bronco basketball on the air this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS as we welcome in the Lancers out of Mount Marty University out of Yankton, South Dakota to take on Hastings here this afternoon. Good matchup in the women's contest to start things off. It'll be the second-ranked Broncos taking on number 7 Mount Marty here today. Hastings has won 12 games in a row. They are currently sitting at 16-2 on the season. Hastings at 6-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. In fact, they remain the only undefeated team in the conference as of now. Mount Marty coming in, a record of 14 wins. They have 2 defeats. They are 5-1 in the GPAC. As we mentioned, Hastings has rattled off 12 wins in a row since dropping that 65-63 decision to the College of the Ozarks back on November the 13th. That's the last time the Broncos suffered a loss. They picked up a win the other night in Crete against Doan, winning by the score of 77-59. Meanwhile, the Lancers out of Mount Marty, they are coming off of a win over Sioux Falls the other night. They won by the score of 67-43. Their 2 losses this year have been to Peru State, 78-73. That one occurred right before Christmas on December the 22nd. Their other loss was in the conference, and they dropped one to Northwestern at home by the score of 81-68. But this is going to be a big, big challenge for Hastings here this afternoon. We went up to Yankton last year and absolutely got blown out by Mount Marty in our ball game. So Mount Marty definitely a force to be reckoned with here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference for this 2009-2010 season. Got one of the better point guards in the GPAC, and Michelle Upmanson. She is averaging 17.5 points per ball game, a great outside shooter, knocking down 51% of her threes so far this year. They've got a good player inside in Cassie Neth. She is averaging 12.7 points per ball game and 7.6 rebounds per game. She is 5'10". She's a junior, and she is also knocked down 51% of her three-pointers, so she's a girl that can go both inside and outside. Hastings will have to be concerned with her. And then Jenny Miller is another girl that's averaging in double figures right now, averaging 12.5 points per ball game. Mount Marty, very good on defense. They are giving up only 59.6 points per ball game on defense, averaging 76 points per ball game on offense. Mount Marty is number 4 in the conference in field goal percentage at 46%. They are number 2 in three-point shooting at 40%, and they're the best free throw shooting team in the GPAC this week at 77%. So mentioned they're very good defensively as well. They allow only 38% shooting for their opponents and 26% from three-point territory as number 4 and number 2 in the conference. So a big, big matchup here for Jeff Dittman and the Broncos here this afternoon. Hastings trying to stay on top of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings sitting at 6-0 right now. Northwestern is next in line. They are at 6-1. They're having a fantastic year as well, as the Red Raiders are currently sitting at 15-2 on the season. Mount Marty is in there in third place right now at 5-1 and 14-2. Briarcliff is next in line in the GPAC race. They are 4-2 in the league, 15-3 overall. Sioux Falls is next at 5-3 and 13-7. And then Morningside at 4 wins and 3 losses. They are at 11-7 overall. In the conference yesterday in women's college basketball, Dort beat Concordia by the score of 59-46. Northwestern upended Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 86-51. Briarcliff beat Morningside 74-69. And Sioux Falls got by Dana by the score of 70-62. Action in the GPAC today in women's college basketball. Mount Marty is playing here against Hastings. Doan getting ready to tip off up in Mitchell, South Dakota against Dakota Wesleyan. That one at the Corn Palace. There's a non-conference game today. Midland Lutheran is playing in York against the Panthers. That ball game will tip off at 3 o'clock this afternoon. So a good matchup here. The first game of 2 today on 1230 KHAS. We'll have the men's game coming up at 4 this afternoon between Mount Marty and Hastings. But it is number 2 Hastings and number 7 Mount Marty here in the women's ball game. We're just a couple of minutes away from the tip-off. We'll come back and check the starting lineups as we continue. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Bronco basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Normally the Broncos play games on Saturday. This week, because of the wrestling invitational yesterday held in this facility, they moved the games to Sunday, but we got a good matchup nevertheless as the 7th-ranked team, Mount Marty, gets set to take on number 2-ranked Hastings here this afternoon in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll do our best to keep you up to date on the National Football League. Of course, it's another big day of the wild card games as their playoffs get underway. In the first contest here this afternoon, they're in the third quarter now with about 7 minutes to play in the ball game. The Baltimore Ravens are surprising New England. The score is 24-7. Baltimore 24, New England 7. That is in the third quarter with about 7 minutes to play in the contest. Starting lineups for the Lancers of Mount Marty here this afternoon. Jenny Miller will start at one of the guard positions, a 5'5" junior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Miller is averaging 12.5 points and 3 rebounds per game. Kendra Schomer is a 5'7" junior from Madison, Nebraska, averaging 6 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Michelle Edmondson is a 5'7" senior from Del Rapids, South Dakota. Edmondson, the number 3 scorer in the G-Pack at 17.5 points, and she's averaging 3.7 rebounds per game. Also the number 1 free throw shooter in the G-Pack this week, knocking down 89% of her foul shots. Cassie Neff is a 5'10" junior from Scotland, South Dakota. Neff right now is averaging 12.7 points and 7.6 rebounds per game. Kylie Gross is a 6-foot sophomore from Yankton, South Dakota. Gross is averaging 9 points and 6 rebounds per game. Hastings will go with Kim Feynman, a 5'5" senior out of Lawrence Nelson. Feynman averaging 9 points and 5 rebounds per game. Heather McEwen, a 5'9" senior from Ravenna. McEwen is averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds per game. Rachel Isherwood, a 5'10" senior out of Lincoln. Isherwood averaging 8 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Lindsay Ducey, a 6'1" senior out of Omaha. Ducey is averaging 19.4 points per ball game. Number 2 in the conference in scoring, grabbing 8.9 rebounds per game. That is also number 2 in the conference. And then Alicia Stadler had a great ball game the other night against Doan, scoring 21 points. Stadler, a 6'1" sophomore out of St. Laborie. She's averaging 10 points and 7 rebounds per game. Hastings dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. The Lancers out of Mount Marty in their dark blue uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the gold. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left, and the Broncos will control the opening tip. Ducey comes over to Rachel Isherwood here on the wing on the left side. It's going to be a man-to-man defense for the Lancers as Hastings has their opening possession. Isherwood over here on the left side of the lane gets it to the top of the key. Now to Ducey. Drives it down the lane, poked away, picked up by Feynman. Feynman here at the top of the circle. Dribbling with the ball here for the Broncos. Feynman on the wing. Now to Ducey. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Ducey spins. Comes over to Isherwood on the baseline. 10-footer is going to be no good. Rebound Stadler. Follow shot is up there. In and out. No good. Ball is tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings ball. Last touch by Cassie Neff down there for Mount Marty. The Broncos will play things in underneath their own basket to the left side. We have played 34 seconds in the ball game. The opening possession here for Hastings. The Broncos will play things in to the left of the basket. Kim Feynman will look to inbound as the officials holding up play here momentarily. And now he hands the ball to Feynman, and she will attempt to play things in for Hastings. Feynman looks, has come way out on top. This is going to be Isherwood over to Feynman on the wing on the right side. Kim lobs it inside. That's Stadler with ball. It's going to be knocked out of her hands, and it's going to be recovered here by Mount Marty. Picked up by Kylie Gross down the near sideline. Now to Miller. Miller right at the top of the three-point circle down in the corner. Cassie Neff has got it now. Neff picked up by Ducey of Hastings. There's a pass deflected. Ball is loose. It's picked up by Neff to the near sideline to Michelle Edmondson. She is double-teamed. Gets it away now to Cassie Neff. Opening possession here for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Top of the key, Cassie Neff has got the ball. Gets it away to Edmondson. She drives it down the lane. Nice dish into the lane. Here's a shot taken by Gross. It's no good. Rebound Ducey. Gross misses from point-blank range there for the Lancers. Still no score. 18:45 to play in the first half. Ducey has got the ball for Hastings College. Gives it down to Feynman. Feynman penetrates into the lane. Kicks it out here to Isherwood. Isherwood, top of the key, now to Ducey. Hammers the ball inside. It's going to be deflected away from Stadler, but it's picked up by Feynman and a traveling violation on Kim. Traveling violation on Kim Feynman. Balmarty will get the basketball back here with 18 and a half minutes to play in the first half. Still no score between Hastings and Balmarty here this afternoon. Broncos very good in that first possession for Balmarty defensively. They were all over the Lancers here at the three-point line. Here's Schulman with the ball right side of the lane. Kicks it out to Edmondson. Her shot for three is going to be off of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Ducey. Flips it away to Feynman. Now in backcourt, Kim will bring things up. Right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe into the offensive scoring zone. Isherwood has got it down the wing behind a screen from Stadler. Isherwood inside the free throw circle. Stops there. Goes to Feynman. Now to Isherwood again. Out here about 17 feet away from the basket to Ducey. Trying to penetrate. She's cut off nicely there. Comes over to Feynman. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Feynman circles around right inside the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Isherwood, and she's tied up on the play. A jump ball is going to be called. Both teams really going at it here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Possession arrow pointing in favor of the Lancers, so Balmarty will come back the other direction. Still no score. 17 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the first half. The Lancers, ranked number 7 in the country, taking on number 2 ranked Hastings here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. Michelle Edmondson with the ball. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Leaves it on the baseline. That's Kylie Gross. Penetrates inside. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Stadler. Gets the ball back. Goes back up. Shoots and scores. And she's fouled. Gross had her first shot knocked down by Stadler. She got her back and put it right down through the hole. And a personal foul is called on Hastings. So Kylie Gross goes to the free throw line now. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Rachel Isherwood. That's going to be her first. As the first team foul on Hastings. So the Lancers grab the early 2-0 lead here in this one, and the shot from the free throw line is up and in by Gross. Again, Balmarty, the best free throw shooting team of the conference this week, knocking down 77% of the foul shots. 3-0 to score. Balmarty is out on top. Here's Heather McEwen, gets it away to Ducey. She drives it in the paint there, and a foul is going to be called on Balmarty on the way in. It's going to go on Cassie Neff, number 32. That's going to be her first team foul in the Lancers. Non-shooting situation. It'll be Hastings playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 17-26 to play in the first half. 3-0. Lancers out on top of Hastings here this afternoon. Feynman plays things in to Heather McEwen. Free throw line extended right side down to Ducey. She's going to pop a three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Isherwood. Rachel Isherwood comes back out on top to McEwen at the top of the circle. McEwen brings it back to Isherwood. Dribbles into the lane. Kicks it out on the wing on the right side to Feynman. Dribbles into the paint. Stops there. Now to Isherwood. Deep in the corner on the right side. Now to Stadler. Out to Feynman. Over to Isherwood again, deep in the corner on the right side. Isherwood pounds it inside to Stadler. She grabs it, shoots and scores. Alicia Stadler gets her first field goal of the ball game at 21 the other night against the Doane College Tigers, which was her season high. 16:57 to play. It is now a 3-2 ball game in favor of the Lancers of Balmarty. Now the officials. Kylie Gross picked up the last foul for Balmarty. The officials come over to the scores table to correct that. It was not on Cassie Neff, but on Kylie Gross. The officials come over to the scores table to take the opportunity to get the book straight. 3-2 is the score. The Lancers out on top of Hastings here this afternoon. Here's Jenny Miller with the ball, weaves between a couple of defenders and loses the ball in the lane, and it's going to be picked up here by Feynman of Hastings. Gets it ahead to Rachel Isherwood at the free throw line, down to Stadler. Out to Heather McEwen, now in three-point territory. Comes across the top to Isherwood. Dribbles once, now to Ducey. Still beyond the arc, trying to penetrate. Dribbles in the paint there. Draws a lot of traffic. Out to Stadler at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Neff. Neff has got it down to Michelle Edmondson. As she comes into the offensive scoring zone, down the left sideline to Schulmer. Brings it up high on the block. Pass diagonally down on the right baseline. With the ball now is Cassie Neff. Her shot's going to be no good. Maybe partially deflected, and the ball brought out of there by Stadler to Isherwood, to McEwen. There's a pass into the wind. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Natalie Gross got her hands on it there for Balmarty. Knocks it out of bounds. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Becky Tesh. Going to replace Isherwood. So Tesh into the ball game now for Hastings, averaging 9 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. The 5'9" sophomore out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And now we've got a timeout from Balmarty. The Lancers call a timeout, 16:06 to play in the first half. It's Balmarty 3, Hastings College 2.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting, featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 464-463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Kind of a little slow start, or slow start for both teams. Low scoring game. We've played almost 4 minutes and we've got 5 points on the board. 3-2. Lancers have the lead. Hastings will play things in. Bayman gets it to Ducey. Down to Becky Tesh on the deep wing on the right side. Tesh puts it on the floor to Stadler. Top of the key. Over to Becky again. Dribbles to the free throw line. Stops right there. A pass down in the corner to Feynman. Down to McEwen. Lob pass inside. It's going to be too far. Trying to get it to Ducey. She threw it too far, and the Broncos turned the ball over for the second time here this afternoon. Lindsey Jeans just 13 points here today to move into second place on the all-time scoring chart. Peg Kowicki is currently occupying that spot, but Ducey needs 13 points to surpass here. There's a turnaround jumper by Shoma. It's going to be blocked down by McEwen. The ball recovered here by Stadler of Hastings. Stadler gets the ball to Feynman. Penetrates down the right side of the lane. Now spins, puts up a shot. That one won't go. Rebound Stadler. Follow shot. No good. She's hammered on the arm. And Alicia Stadler will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Cassie Neff. That's going to be her first team foul, number two, on the Lancers. So Alicia Stadler goes to the free throw line now for Hastings, a 73% foul shooter on the season. Her shot is up there. It is good. Stadler now 20 out of 27 from the free throw line. Hastings College has come back to tie things up at 3 points apiece. McEwen comes out of the ball game. Here comes Sophia McDermott into the contest now for head coach Jeff Dittman. Next shot is up there. It is good by Stadler. She's got all 4 points for the Broncos here this afternoon. And Hastings grabs their first lead in the ball game now. It is 4-3. Down the right sideline is Edmondson. Drives a one-on-one against Feynman. Puts it up there in the lane. Her shot is around the rim and falls out. No good. Rebound comes down to Ducey. Outlet pass comes to the near side. Down to Becky Tesh. Tesh pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Now gives it to Feynman. Fakes. Dribbles the ball inside. And a whistle stops play. And a foul is going to be called on Kim's drive to the basket. Foul is going to go on Kendra Schomer. That's going to be your first team foul, number three, on Mount Marty. Hastings will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. Feynman comes out to Tesh at the top of the circle, hesitates, now drives the ball all the way to the basket. Her shot is up and in. Becky Tesh scores for Hastings, and the Broncos go out on top by a score of 6-3. Hastings has scored the last 6 points here in the ballgame. Michelle Edmondson brings the ball back now for Mount Marty. She is the third leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this week. Nothing on the board so far this afternoon. Schomer has got it out to Edmondson for three. Shot good. Michelle Edmondson scores there for the Lancers. She knocks down 51% of her three-pointers on the season. She hits her first one here this afternoon. And Mount Marty has come back to tie things up at 6 points apiece. Here's Becky Tesh with the ball. Bounce pass inside to Ducey. Double team. Ducey throws it back out over the head of Sophia McDermott. It goes into the backcourt and over and back violation on Hastings. Third turnover on the Broncos, so just as Ducey catches the ball in the paint, she drew a lot of traffic. You'll see a double team in there most of the afternoon today by the Mount Marty defense on Lindsey Ducey. And now Stadler comes out of the ball game for Hastings, and checking back in there is going to be Isherwood. We're tied up at 6 points apiece with 14 and a half minutes to play here in the first half. Cassie Neff puts up a shot over Isherwood. That's going to be no good. Ducey grabs the rebound for Hastings. Ducey goes to Kim Feynman, gets some instructions here from the Bronco coaching staff, and will trot it into the offensive scoring zone. Mount Marty's still playing a man-to-man defense here. Here's McDermott with the ball at the top of the circle. Sophia looking right, comes over here on the left side, though. They issue it, drives the ball into the paint. Her bounce pass is going to be out of bounds. I don't know if it was knocked out of her hands or if she was trying to take it out of the baseline to Ducey, but nevertheless, a turnover on Hastings, their fourth already. And we're still not even halfway here in this first half. Broncos average 17 turnovers per ball game. So Mount Marty can pull ahead here with a field goal. We're tied up at 6 points apiece. Edmondson has got the ball out here in 3 point territory. Now to Jenny Miller. To Edmondson, drives the baseline, puts Ducey in the air, goes up with a shot, and the foul is going to be called as Ducey comes back and hammers her on the shot. First foul in Lindsey Ducey in the ball game. Team foul number two on Hastings, going to the free throw line. Michelle Edmondson for Mount Marty. She's the best free throw shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, knocking down 89% of her foul shots so far this year. And her shot is up there as good. She is now 45 out of 50 from the free throw line this season. Edmondson, the third leading scorer in the G-Pack as well. 5'7" and senior from Del Rapids, South Dakota. Michelle will have one more. Her shot is up there. That one is good. Perfect. So she's got 5 points in the ballgame, and Mount Marty now has a two-point lead over Hastings. 8-6 the score. The Lancers with the advantage. Here's McDermott with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Drives it behind his screen from Ducey, and now a whistle stops play, and a foul is going to be called away from all the action. It's going to be Becky Tesh getting hit with a personal foul. Tesh gets hit with a personal foul away from all the action here, fighting through the defense of Balbardi. The first foul on Becky. That's going to be team foul number 3 on Hastings. 8-6. Lancers have a two-point lead. Lancers have the ball. Edmondson has got it. Now to Schulmer. She drives it down the lane. Bounce pass. Comes to the near side to Neff. Takes it to the hole. A shot over Ducey. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose. And the smallest girl on the floor, McDermott, comes out of there for Hastings College. Sophia runs her back the other way. A pass down in the corner. Feynman 4-3. Shot is up there. In and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Neff. Neff gets the ball now to Edmondson. Edmondson to Schulmer. Now to Edmondson at the top of the key. Fakes the three and had to come back down with the basketball here, as the Bronco defense was all over here. Edmondson gets the ball now here on the near sideline. Michelle bounce pass on the low block. That's Neff. Her shot from 5 is going to be too strong. Ball tipped out. Picked up by Becky Tesh. Runs it back the other way down the right sideline. McDermott has got it. Now to Becky. As the Tesh dribbles with the ball. Bounce pass comes inside to Ducey. Drives it to the hole. Loses control and a traveling violation. Ducey trying to take it to the hole. Drew some traffic again from the Mount Marty defense, and a traveling violation is called on Hastings. That is the fifth turnover on the Broncos here in the first half. 12 and a half to play in this first half. It is Mount Marty on top of Hastings. The score is 8-6. This Mount Marty defense has been very good, allowing only 59.6 points per ballgame so far this year. Edmondson drives her way to the hole. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Feynman of Hastings. Gets it ahead now to Isherwood. Isherwood double teamed down in the corner. Isherwood comes out on top to Becky Tesh. Fakes the three. Drives it down to the left side of the lane, and a foul is going to be called. Tesh taking it to the hole there for Hastings. He was fouled in a play by Michelle Edmondson for Mount Marty. That's going to be your first. Fourth team foul on the Lancers here in the first half. Schulmer checking out of the ball game now. Here comes Jenny Miller back in there. 8-6 to score. Hastings down by 2 points. Mount Marty in a man-to-man defense. Hastings on the attack here. Feynman comes over to Isherwood. Her shot from the wing is up and in. Rachel Isherwood just inside the three-point circle scores there for the Broncos. And Hastings has come back to tie things up at 8 points apiece. 11:50 to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Edmondson with the ball now to a Jenny Miller. Puts a move on McDermott. Bounce pass down low. Here's a shot taken. It's no good by Gross, and a foul is going to be called. A foul will go on Hastings. It'll go on Tesh. That's going to be your second. So two fouls on Tesh. Team foul number 4 on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line will be Kylie Gross. Gross with 3 points in the ball game thus far today, averaging 9.8 in the season. 75% foul shooter. Her shot is up there. It is no good. Misses long. Into the ball game now is going to be Alicia Stadler for Ducey. Becky Tesh checking out. Here comes McEwen back in there. We're tied up at 8 points apiece. Women's college basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Next shot is up there. That one is around the rim and falls off. No good by Gross. So she misses both. And we're still tied at 8 points apiece. Feynman has now got it for Hastings College. Back the other way. Feynman dribbling out top there against Alexa Berg, who's in the ball game for the first time. Here's Feynman on the wing on the right side. Takes it down into baseline. Comes out to McDermott. On the left side of the lane, McDermott behind his screen from McEwen. Takes it down the right side of the lane now. Puts up a shot. It's no good. Gets her own rebound. Follow shot no good. Rebound Stadler. Follow shot good, and she's fouled. Hastings with 3 shots at the bucket there. 2 by Sophia McDermott. Finally, Stadler grabs it and puts it down through the hole. And she is fouled in the play. Stadler already with 6 points in the basketball game. And now she'll get to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. Cassie Neff picks up a personal foul for Mount Marty. That's going to be her second. So Stadler back to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. That one is no good. So it's 10-8. Hastings with a 2-point lead. Mount Marty with the ball. Michelle Edmondson out here in 3-point territory. Feynman all over her defensively. Edmondson gets the ball away. In the lane to a Berg. Berg now to a Gross. Not a Berg again here on the near side to Edmondson. Behind his screen. Edmondson has got it at the top of the circle. Goes over to a Jenny Miller. Miller spins at the free throw line. Drives it down there against Isherwood. Now drops it down low. The pass is going to be tipped out of bounds by Stadler as they're trying to take the ball down to Callie Gross. And now there's only 2 seconds left in the shot clock. Whitney Lichtai comes into the ball game now for the Mount Marty Lancers. So Mount Marty with 2 seconds left in the shot clock will inbound the basketball from underneath their own hoop. Berg comes out now to Edmondson. Her shot is up there from 3. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to McDermott. Sophia runs her back the other way for Hastings College. Back into the offensive scoring zone, and now she'll set things up. Here's Feynman with the ball at the top of the circle. Kim flips it away to McDermott, mishandles it, picks it back up. Sophia takes it to the free throw line, stops there, comes over on the wing on the left side to Isherwood. Isherwood now to Feynman. Feynman looking, goes to McDermott, 7 seconds on the shot clock. McDermott drives the ball down to the baseline, throws up an off-balance shot that's no good, but she draws the personal foul. A foul will go on the Lancers. It's going to go on Michelle Edmondson. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Lancers. And going down to the free throw line is going to be Sophia McDermott, 68% foul shooter on the season, 22 out of 32. She puts it up there. The shot is good. McDermott now averaging 7 points per ball game. Kendra Schomer comes back into the ball game now for Mount Marty. And the leading scorer, Michelle Edmondson, will come to the bench. Hastings now leading by 3 points. It's 11-8. McDermott's second shot is up there. It is good. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Becky Tesh and also Lindsay Ducey. Here comes Feynman to the bench and also Sophia McDermott. Hastings has opened up a 4-point lead early in this contest, 12-8. 10 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Alexa Berg with the ball now for Mount Marty. Gives it away to Schomer. Schomer flips it back to Berg. She mishandles it, but he gets it under control. Out of Jenny Miller drives the ball against Isherwood to the basket, and she can be fouled at the plate. Nope, traveling. She goes up for the shot. Isherwood was all over her defensively, but a traveling violation is called on the Lancers. That's their second turnover of the ball game. And now McEwen comes back in. Here comes Isherwood to the bench. 10 minutes to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Mount Marty by a score of 12-8. A couple of teams ranked in the top 10 in the NAIA Division II Women's College Basketball poll squaring off here this afternoon. Becky Tesh to Stadler, right side of the lane. Stadler comes out now to McDermott for three. Shot is off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Kylie Gross. Here come the Lancers. Jenny Miller has got it, stops and pops for three. Shot is up there and good. Jenny Miller hits down the three-pointer there. It's now a 12-11 ball game. Hastings still leading by one. Here's McDermott. She drives the ball to the basket. Contact made. Foul called as McDermott hits the deck. The foul is going to go here on the Lancers. Whitney Lichtai is whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 7 on the Lancers. So Hastings now in the bonus here, still with 9:26 to play. In the first half, the shot from the free throw line is up and in by McDermott. She's now got all three of her points from the stripe this afternoon. 13-11. Hastings College with a lead. Here comes the next shot by McDermott. That one dances around and falls off no good, and the rebound comes down to Whitney Lichtai. So Mount Marty has got the ball now, trailing by 2 points. It's 13-11. Here's Berg with the ball at the top of the circle. Comes over here on the right side to a Whitney Lichtai. Lichtai puts it on the floor and then throws the ball away, trying to come out into three-point territory. Nobody home, and she threw it into the nickel seats on the far sideline. That is the third turnover on Mount Marty so far in the contest, 13-11. Hastings leading by two. McDermott has got it behind a screen from Stadler. McDermott goes over the right sideline to a Becky Tesh. Bounce pass back inside to Stadler. Her shot in the lane is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Mount Marty. That's Schomer with a board. She puts it on the floor and dribbles back the other way, winds between some defenders, throws it down on the baseline. Here's a shot up and in by Berg. Alexa Berg hits a long-range jumper, a three-pointer from the right corner. Mount Marty grabs the lead, and now Jeff Dittman calls a timeout. 8 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score of Mount Marty 14, Hastings 13.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
8:45 to play here in the first half. It is Mount Marty out on top of Hastings there this afternoon. Women's college basketball. The score is 14-13. NFL playoffs, 12 minutes to play. Baltimore is out on top of New England, 27-14. Baltimore 27, New England 14. That's an AFC wildcard game in the National Football League here this afternoon. Hastings trailing by one, 14-13. Here's McEwen, has the ball poked loose in the lane, picked up by Lichtai. 6 turnover on Hastings. so far in the ball game. Here's Jenny Miller back for the Lancers. Comes over to Berg on the wing on the right side. Down to Lichtai. Out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Ducey of Hastings. Off to Kendra Schomer. Schomer, her pass off of the knee of Jenny Miller. It goes into the backcourt, and it's going to be an over-and-back violation on the Lancers. Schomer mishandles the pass there, and it goes into the backcourt. And the fourth turnover chalked up on the Lancers here this afternoon. 14-13, Hastings down by one. Broncos will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. Tesh gets it in now to Sophia McDermott. Mal Marty is still in the man-to-man defense here this afternoon. Here's Becky Tesh at the top of the circle to McEwen. Works it inside to Ducey. Now to Statler. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Statler misses the easy one. Rebound comes down to Kylie Gross. Gross has got it down to a Jenny Miller. Miller runs it down the right side of the lane. Stops. Bounce pass across the lane. Fighting for it is Lichtai. Grabs it. Goes up against Ducey. Shot no good. Ball tipped out. Lichtai grabs it for Mal Marty off to Miller. Miller throws up a 17-footer. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to McDermott. Sophia McDermott has got the ball here for Hastings. The Broncos still down by one, 14-13. 7.5 minutes to play here in the first half. McDermott, bounce pass inside to Ducey. Nice pass to Statler. Shot is up and in. Ducey gets the assist. Statler gets the field goal. Alicia now at 8 points in the basketball game. Hastings reclaims the lead, 15-14. Mount Marty with it on the offensive end. With it is Kendra Schomer out here in three-point territory behind the screen. Now they dump it off to a Gross. Gross against Ducey. Shot is up there. It's no good. Foul. I think Ducey is going to be the guilty party right here, and that's the case. Lindsey Ducey now with a couple of personal fouls in the ballgame. Two fouls on Ducey. She has not scored so far this afternoon. Callie Gross to the free throw line for the Lancers. Her shot is up there. That one is no good. Gross is now 1 out of 4 from the free throw line this afternoon. She got 3 points. Ducey comes out of the ball game now for Hastings. Coming back in is going to be Isherwood. Becky Tesh also coming out of the ball game for the Broncos. Kim Feynman is back in there. 7:05 to play here in the first half. 15-14. Hastings has got the lead. Gross, next free throw is up there. That one won't go, and the rebound comes down to Statler. Alicia Statler gets it away now to Kim Feynman. And here come the Broncos now. Feynman walks the ball across the midcourt stripe. And now sets up the offense for Hastings. Mal Marty still in a man-to-man. Schomer comes out to attack on Feynman. Here's Isherwood with the ball just inside the three-point arc. She drives the ball to the basket, throws it over here to Feynman. Left side of the lane, dribbles into the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good. She gets her own rebound. Feynman comes back out into three-point territory on the dribble. Feynman moves it to the elbow, right side. Now backs up out into three-point territory to Rachel Isherwood. Isherwood drives it down the left side of the lane to the baseline. Still can't put up a shot. Now to McDermott. Takes the ball in the paint. Puts up an off-balance shot. Up and in. Sophia McDermott takes the ball inside and scores. Sophia now has 5 points in the ball game, and Hastings has opened up a three-point lead. 17-14. Broncos have the advantage here in the first half. Here's a Jenny Miller gets away from Feynman. Drives it to the baseline. Her shot over Statler is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Feynman of Hastings. Give him Feynman on the dribble. Back the other way. Feynman gets it out to McDermott. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's good. Sophia McDermott hits a big three from long range. McDermott with 8 points in this first half. We've got timeout. Mal Marty. Hastings has opened up a 6-point lead here in this one. 5 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 20, Mount Marty 14.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball this afternoon, also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. So the Broncos right now on a 7-0 run over the Lancers of Mal Marty. Mal Marty had the lead at 14-13 with 8:45 remaining here in this first half. The Broncos have rattled off straight points, led by Sophia McDermott. McDermott's got 8 points in the ball game thus far, and the Broncos now have a 20-14 advantage here over Mal Marty with 5 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in the first half. So Sophia has got 8 points. Alicia Statler with 8. Rachel Isherwood with two. Becky Tesh with 2 points. So far, Lindsay Ducey has been held scoreless by this Lancer defense. 20-14, Hastings with a six-point lead. Lancers have the ball following the timeout. Jenny Miller has got it to Edmondson, who's back into the ball game now. She'll play with two personal fouls. Drives the ball inside against Feynman. Bounce pass down at the baseline. The ball is kicked there. Elise Schlake, who's into the ball game for the Broncos. A kicking violation. And it'll be Mount Marty playing things in. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket. 15 seconds left in the shot clock here. As Mount Marty will play things in. To Cassie Neff. Hands it back here. Three-pointer put up by Miller. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to McDermott. Sophia McDermott on the dribble. Runs her back the other way for Hastings. Stomps at the elbow. Tries to come out to Feynman. The ball is knocked loose by Schomer. And it's recovered here by Edmondson for Mount Marty. Down the near sideline to Miller. Fakes the three. Drives the ball in the hole. Knocks down Ducey and a foul is called. An offensive charging foul is going to be hit on Miller. Jenny Miller drives the ball in the hole there and ran into Lindsay Ducey as Ducey hits the deck hard for Hastings. And the offensive charge on Jenny Miller of Mount Marty. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 8 on the Lancers. So Hastings with a 6-point advantage here. 5:19 to play in the first half. 20-14. Broncos leading in this contest. Here's Kim Feynman with the ball now for Hastings on the dribble. Takes it to the right side of the floor. Trying to get away from Kendra Schomer. Comes out now to Isherwood. Isherwood down to Feynman. Feynman circles around, takes it to the elbow, right side of the lane. Now to Becky Tesh. Lob pass inside goes to Ducey. Tipped away, picked up by Schlake. Schlake over here on the left side of the lane. Now it's a Feynman and a traveling violation on Kim. Trying to penetrate to the basket there, and a traveling violation is called on Kim Feynman. 4:56 to play in the first half. Hastings 20, Mount Marty 14. The Broncos have scored the last 7 points here in the ballgame. Mount Marty on the offensive attack now. Jenny Miller has got it. Miller circles around against Isherwood, puts up a shot left-handed and scores. Jenny Miller now with 5 points in the ballgame. Mount Marty is back to within 4 points. Hastings 20 and the Lancers 16. 4:39 to play. Here's Kim Feynman with the ball. Comes across the top to Schlake. Open. Takes the shot for three. Shot good. At least Schlake gets a three ball there for Hastings. Schlake averaging only 2.7 points per ball game, but she hits her first shot here, a three-pointer. And that gives Hastings a 23-16 advantage. Now Isherwood steals the ball away from Jenny Miller. That is the fifth turnover on Mount Marty here in the ball game. Isherwood gets the ball to Schlake. Right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes to Ducey. She gets away. Goes for the basket. Shoots and scores. As the first field goal of the ball game for Ducey. It's now 25-16 in favor of Hastings. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted at the other end by Ducey. Down the right sideline, down to Becky Tesh. Hastings leading by a score of 25-16, 3:54 to play here in the first half. Schlake has got it now to Isherwood. Isherwood down on the baseline, trying to maneuver down there. Slaps a hand away. Now we get to Kim Feynman. Feynman takes the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's good. Feynman scores. Hastings now leading by the score of 27-16. Broncos on a run here at the end of the first half, and Hastings has opened up the 11-point advantage, 27-16. Michelle Edmondson with the ball, drives it against Feynman to the basket. Shot is up there. That one won't go. Rebound comes down to Schlake. Elise Schlake has got it for Hastings down to Feynman. Here comes Kim back up the floor for Hastings, right-handed dribble. As we approach the three-minute mark here in the first half, Feynman flips the ball away. Schlake takes it to the elbow, left side of the lane to Becky Tesh. On the dribble down to the baseline, big collision, foul called. A foul is going to go on Hastings, I do believe. Yes, it's going to be a charging foul on Tesh. That's going to be a third. So three fouls now on Tesh. She's going to have to check out of the ball game. Here comes Sophia McDermott back in there for Hastings. 27-16 the score. Hastings out on top. The Broncos right now in a 14-2 run in the past couple of minutes, ever since the 8:45 mark. So in the last 5 minutes, Hastings is flat, getting the job done here. Jenny Miller has got the ball to Kylie Gross. Over to a Schomer. Schomer now to Edmondson. She throws up a three. Her shot is up there. That one won't go. Ducey had the rebound. Had it knocked out of her hands. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Neff knocks the ball out of Ducey's hands. It's going to be Hastings bringing the ball back the other way. With an 11-point lead, biggest lead of the ball game for the Broncos. It's 27-16. 2:47 to play in this first half. Feynman has got on the dribble for Hastings, but works it to the right side of the floor. Feynman looks at the three-pointer, and now she'll take it. A long-range jumper is put up there. It's going to be no good. Ducey grabs the rebound. Lindsay on the dribble now, circles around, takes it to the top of the key, leaves it for Feynman. Kim behind the screen from Ducey. Moves it to the right side of the floor to Isherwood. Now to Ducey. Drives the ball into the paint. Jump pass over here to Isherwood from 10. Shot off of the glass. No good. Rebound loose. It's in the lane. Who's got it? Nobody does. It comes to the near sideline. Finally picked up there by the Lancers. Now they're double teamed in the corner. Here's a pass. Now we got a timeout called as Mount Barney was in trouble. Edmondson was trapped in the corner, double teamed, and Mount Barney calls a timeout from the bench. 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the first half. We got a break with a score. Hastings 27, Mount Barney 16.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena. Bronco basketball here this afternoon. Second-ranked Hastings out on top of seventh-ranked Mount Marty. The score is 27-16. Women's college basketball here this afternoon. Mount Marty will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Schomer will play things into Michelle Edmondson. And Michelle will bring things up. She's the leading scorer on the team, averaging 17 points per ball game. She's got just five so far this afternoon. Jenny Miller with the ball, gets away from Isherwood, drives it to the hole, and her shot can be blocked down by Stadler, and the ball is going to be recovered here by Isherwood. Stadler doing a good job on the defensive end here this afternoon for Hastings. Couple of block shots, 27-16, Hastings with an 11-point lead. Here's McDermott to Isherwood at the free throw line. Shot is up there, in and out, and back in again. Rachel Isherwood gets the field goal. She's now got 4 points. Hastings leading by the score of 29-16 with 1:36 to play. Here's Edmondson with the ball for Mount Marty. Bounce pass to the near sideline to Miller. Miller now down in the corner. A lot of traffic down there. Miller looking. Finally tries to knock it out for the leg of Isherwood. Misfires, and the ball is going to be recovered here by Feynman. Feynman now to Isherwood. Into the forecourt to McDermott. Holds the ball. 3-point territory now to Feynman. About 15 left here in the first half. Hastings leading by 13, 29-16. Feynman on the dribble left side of the floor. Dribbles to the elbow, goes to Stadler, lobs it inside to Ducey. Her shot is up there, it's no good, misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Kylie Gross. Gross has got it down for Mount Marty. Gets it away to Edmondson. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Works it to the top of the key, now drives it to the hole against Feynman. Shot is up there, it's good. Michelle Edmondson scoring there for Mount Marty. She's now got 7 points in the ballgame, 29-18. Hastings up by 11 points. We're down to 42 seconds to play here in the first half. Feynman goes off to McDermott, deep wing, right side. Ducey sets the screen. McDermott at the top of the key, now to Feynman. Left side of the lane, now to McDermott for three. Shot is up there, it's off of the back iron, no good. Rebound is loose in the lane. Feynman grabs it for Hastings, goes over to Ducey from 15, shot good. Lindsey Ducey now with 4 points in the ball game. Hastings has opened up a 13-point lead again. The Broncos 31, Mount Marty 18. Here's Michelle Edmondson with the ball now for Mount Marty. Brings it across the timeline. Works one-on-one against Feynman. Works it over to the left side. Now gives the ball away to Kylie Gross. Her shot from inside the free throw circle is going to be no good. Rebound is going to be loose. It's picked up by Feynman in the corner, and that's the end of the first half of play. Hastings College has got the lead after the first half here this afternoon from the Osborne Sports Complex. That is the Broncos 31, the Lancers 18. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Back in the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Second-ranked Hastings College holding off the challenge this afternoon from the 7th-ranked Lancers of Mount Barney. The score is 31-18 here at halftime. A slow start, not a whole lot of scoring in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. In fact, 4 minutes in, Mount Barney had a 3-2 advantage over Hastings. Broncos eventually came back to grab the lead at 4-3. They led 6-3 before we were tied up at 6, tied up at 8. Hastings College then went ahead by the score of 12-8 before the Lancers came back to grab their last lead in the ball game at 14-13. That was with 8 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the first half. And from that point on, it was all Hastings. The Broncos turned up the heat defensively. And then they outscore Mount Barney 18-4 the rest of the way. And the Broncos have the 31-18 advantage over Mount Barney here at halftime. Again, the other scores in the Great Plains Athletic Conference from yesterday in women's college play was Dort knocking off Concordia by a score of 59-46. Northwestern beat Nebraska Wesleyan 86-51. Briar Cliff 74, Morningside 69. Sioux Falls beat Dana yesterday by a score of 70-62. Action today in addition to this ball game here in Hastings. Doan is playing in Mitchell against Dakota Wesleyan. That ball game is underway and just about ready to get underway in York, a non-conference game between the York College Panthers and also the Warriors out of Midland Lutheran. Again, our score at halftime, it is Hastings 31 and Mount Barney 18. We'll come back and check the scoring right after this.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Back to the Osborne Sports Complex here this afternoon. Women's college basketball from 1230 KHAS. The first game of two today involving Hastings and Mount Barney. Got the men's game coming up at 4 this afternoon. Halftime stats for Hastings. They are hitting 12 out of 30 from the field for 40%. The Broncos 2 out of 7 from three-point territory for just 28%. And Hastings hitting 5 out of 7 from the free throw line for 71%. Mount Barney is hitting only 24% of their field goals here in the first half. They are 6 out of 25, 3 out of 7 from three-point territory for 42%. And they're 3 out of 7 from the free throw line for 42%. The Broncos crushing the Lancers on the boards here this afternoon, 29-12, including 10-2 on the offensive end. The Broncos have turned the ball over 10 times here in the first half, 8 for the Lancers of Mount Barney. Scoring in the ball game thus far, Michelle Edmondson is leading the way for Mount Barney. She knocked down a 3 and a 2, and she's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 7 points. Jenny Miller has got a 3 and a 2. She's got 5 points. Alexa Berg has knocked down a 3-pointer for 3 points. Kylie Gross has got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 5 from the free throw line for 3 points. So only 4 girls have scored for Mount Barney here in the first half, led by Michelle Edmondson with 7 points. Scoring for Hastings in the ball game, Sophia McDermott and Alicia Stadler leading the way. Each player with 8 points here in the first half. McDermott has got a 3 and a 2, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for her 8. Alicia Stadler has got 3 field goals, and she is 2 out of 3 from the line for 8 points. The other scorers, Lindsay Ducey has got 4 this afternoon on a couple of field goals. Rachel Isherwood with 2 field goals and 4 points. Elise Schlake knocked down a 3-pointer in the first half for 3. Becky Tesh has got a field goal for 2, and Kim Feynman has got a field goal and 2 points. The Broncos have the lead over the Lancers of Mount Barney. The score is 31-18. Leading rebounders so far for Mount Barney, Cassie Neff has got a total of 5 rebounds here in the first half. Kylie Gross has got 4. Leading rebounders for Hastings right now, Lindsay Ducey has got 6. Alicia Stadler has got 6. And Kim Feynman, 6 rebounds here in the first half. So Hastings using an 18-4 run here at the end of the first half in the final 8 minutes and 45 seconds. And the Broncos have the 13-point lead at halftime. It's Hastings 31 and Mount Marty 18. Stick around. Tyson Avronik is up next. He's got Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Don't miss out on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area, as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/Crimson to join now.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight. We're at halftime here at the Hastings College basketball game. Joining me this evening is Acting Vice President for Academic Affairs Ann Fairbanks. And we're not quite into second semester, but Hastings College has a very special, very unique term. It's known as J-term or interim. Talk a little about J-term.
Well, J-term is something that Hastings College was among the first colleges and universities in the country to adopt, and it has worked really well for us. We have now had a thriving J-term for a little bit more than 40 years. And what the J-term allows us to do is to have unique learning experiences for students, kind of concentrated. And during J-term, each student signs up for just one class and concentrates on that. So that enables the student to really get into a topic in a way that the student would not be able to if the student had other classes as well. Also, it's a chance for us to really enrich the curriculum and offer special things that we would not be able to offer during the long term. And for instance, our visiting professor, Bob Hall, who is a famous graphic designer and comic book artist, can be here for a few weeks to teach this class on comics and the graphic novel. But we would not be able to have him here to teach a class, say, three times a week during the long semester. And we find that the J-term is a wonderful kind of companion learning experience to what happens during our long semesters, where the student takes more classes and kind of divides his or her attention among several or many topics. And so we just find that for us it works really well.
Yeah, I just, for instance, when you mentioned Bob Hall, back when I took the first January term class, I had the sports reporting and writing with Brian Rosenthal, and he was the interim professor there, and it was just so cool because I looked up to Brian for several years. You know, he's the beat writer for the Huskers, and here he was teaching my class at Hastings College, and it's just one of the many advantages that J-term has.
Exactly, yeah. And it really does allow us to add various enriching experiences since it is concentrated into several weeks.
Yeah, and some courses give students the opportunity to travel to far-out places, travel internationally. Are there any courses with big travel plans this year?
Yes, there are. There is a trip to Central America and they have a blog on our website. In fact, if you get on the website, you can see right at this moment, follow Hastings College biology and business students through their blog as they travel through Central America. They will be having postings there. They're going to several countries, including Belize, and there is a beautiful photograph of white sand rather than white snow, and a very beckoning beach and some palm trees.
Yeah,
but I love to be there.
Yeah, and students really get excited about this. It's not really your everyday grinded out type of thing in the classroom. This is really fun and exciting. And I remember that I absolutely hated when it had to end. When is J term wrapping up at Hastings College?
The last day of the term is that last Tuesday in January.
Well, Ann, thank you so much for joining me on the Hastings College Spotlight. Talking about J-Term, wherever January term takes you, to a country, across the globe, or in the classroom right on campus, it is sure to expand your world. Thank you so much for joining me on the Hastings College Spotlight.
Thank you.
Stay tuned, because coming up after the break, it's the second half of Hastings College versus Mount Marty, right here on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings College women's basketball here this afternoon. The Broncos using an 18-4 run at the end of the first half for the final 8 minutes and 45 seconds. And Hastings has a 13-point lead as we get ready for the second half here this afternoon. Again, the Broncos in the first half hit 40% of their field goals. They were 12 out of 30. Mount Marty, 24% at 6 out of 25. The leading scorer for the Lancers of Mount Marty in the season, Michelle Edmondson. So far, she is 2 out of 8 this afternoon from the field, 1 out of 4 on three-pointers, and 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Edmondson scoring 7 points. Leading scorer for Hastings on the season, Lindsay Ducey. Ducey is currently got a total of 4 points in the ballgame. She's 2 out of 4 from the field. She has pulled down 6 rebounds here in the contest. Again, Lindsay needing 13 points here this afternoon to move into second place on the all-time scoring list at Hastings College. Currently, that spot is being occupied by Paige Kowicki. Ducey in her career has now got 1,711 points coming into the basketball game here this afternoon. She has tacked on 4 so far. So Lindsay now sitting with 1,715 points in her career. Paige Kowicki has got 1,723 points. She is currently in second place on the career scoring chart. Mary Stoom is the all-time leading scorer in Hastings College history at 1,960 points. So Ducey, with a little bit of the second half here, has a chance to move into second place on the all-time scoring list here this afternoon. But a good last 8 minutes and 45 seconds for Hastings as the Broncos going on that 18-4 run. And the Broncos have the lead as we get ready for the second half. It is 31-18 in favor of Hastings over Mount Marty. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings. Call 461-4465.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. The Hastings Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit cooperative, a financial institution that you, the members, own. And today, if you need a mortgage loan or if you are refinancing, call 463-6668 or stop at the Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. The Credit Union's people will help you through these uncertain economic times. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the National Credit Union Administration, a U.S. government agency.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 31-18 as we start the second half here this afternoon. The Broncos have the lead over the seventh-ranked team in the nation, Mount Marty. And Hastings will have the opening possession here in the second half. Kim Thaman has got the ball for Hastings. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right. Thaman works the left side of the lane now. Stops out there in three-point territory. Picked up by Edmondson. Down to Rachel Isherwood. Isherwood gives it away to Thaman. Dribbles around down the right side of the lane. Stops. Goes to Ducey at the elbow. Right side. Her shot no good. Rebound Stadler. Follow shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler now with 10 points in the basketball game. And the Broncos lead by the score of 33-18. Biggest lead of the ball game here for the Broncos early in the second half. Edmondson with the ball. Now to Jenny Miller. Gets away from Isherwood. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Stomps in the baseline. Isherwood all over now defensively. A pass comes over to the left corner to Neff. Her shot for three. Good. Cassie Neff hits the three ball from the left corner. It's now 33-21. Hastings leading by a dozen. 19-10 remaining here in the ball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. Kim Thaman gets away, dribbles down the lane, bounce pass, Ducey on the baseline. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Stadler, follow shot, no good. Rebound Stadler, and she's fouled in the play as she goes up for her second shot. Stadler goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Neff. That's going to be her third personal foul. Alicia Stadler to the free throw line now for Hastings, and her shot is up there, it's good. Stadler now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line this afternoon. She has got 11 points in the basketball game. At 21 the other night against Doan. Her next shot is up there. It's good. 35-21. Hastings now by 14. Just under 19 minutes to play here in the contest. Michelle Edmondson with the ball now for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Goes over on the far sideline to a Schomer. Schomer gives it away to Edmondson as he drives the baseline against Thaman. Stomps right underneath the basket and shot is up and in. Michelle Edmondson scoring there for Mount Marty. She has now got 9 points in the basketball game, 35-23. Hastings again by 12. Here's Thaman with the ball, right side of the lane for Hastings. Dribbling with it, comes out to Isherwood at the top of the key. Now to Thaman again on the wing on the right side. Thaman puts it on the floor, dribbles to the free throw line, stops there. Edmondson all over her defensively for Mount Marty. Here's Heather McEwen with the ball down to Stadler. Shot is up there. That one is good. Stadler scores again. Alicia now with 14 points in the basketball game. And the Broncos again lead by 14 points. 37-23. 18 minutes to play here in the contest. Edmondson with the ball now for Mount Marty. Lob pass inside to Neff. And she has the basketball ripped out of there by Stadler. A turnover on Mount Marty. That's her ninth of the ball game. Stadler gets the ball to Thaman. Dribbles to the top of the key. Hesitates. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Kind of loses her footing over there, but keeps the dribble alive and comes out now to the top of the circle again. Thaman gives it to Ducey with her back to the basket. Backs up, kicks it out to Thaman, takes it to the free throw line. Down the right side of the lane, she goes. Her shot up the window is good. Thaman now with 4 points in the ball game, 39-23 in favor of Hastings. There's a shot taken by Miller that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to McEwen of Hastings on the near sideline, now to Isherwood. Isherwood on the dribble, spins right side of the lane, knocks down a defender. Ball is loose, picked up by Stadler, and her shot is up and in. Alicia now with 16 points in the ball game, and the Broncos have opened up an 18-point lead, 41-23. Timeout for Mount Marty. Mount Marty calls the timeout, 17 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the ball game. It's now Hastings 41, Mount Marty 23.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball here this afternoon at 1230 KHAS. Good matchup here on paper. Second-ranked Hastings and seventh-ranked Mount Barney, but the Broncos using an 18-4 run at the end of the first half, and they have opened things up as well here in the second half. Now 41-23. So Hastings has come out and outscored the Lancers 10-5 here in the first couple of minutes of the second half to keep this rally going. And now the Broncos have opened up an 18-point lead at 41-23 with 17 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the contest. At the men's game coming up next, scheduled tip-off time will be at 4 o'clock here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Mount Barney calling that last timeout, trying to get something going here offensively. Edmondson with the ball, drives it down to the baseline against Feynman. Pass down in the corner on the left side to Schomer. On the wing to Miller, takes it into the paint, stops there. Now a traveling violation is called on Miller. Isherwood was right there defensively, and Miller trying to put a move on the lane, and a traveling violation is called on Jenny. 10 turnovers now on the Lancers. 41-23, Hastings leading by 18 points. Feynman trots the ball across the midcourt stripe here for the Broncos. Feynman starts off right, comes left, goes over in the wing on the left side. Now she picks up the dribble. Bounce pass goes down low to Ducey. Tries to dump it down to the baseline. It's going to be mishandled by Stadler. The ball is going to be picked up here by Miller. Miller gets the ball to Schomer. Not a net. Their shot for three is an air ball. Rebound comes down to McEwen of Hastings. Pass to the near sideline to Ducey. Jump pass to the far side to a wide open McEwen for three. Shot good. Heather McEwen hits the three, and the Broncos now have a 21-point lead, 44-23. That's the first field goal of the ball game for McEwen. Driving the ball in the hole and scoring is Michelle Edmondson. Michelle now with 11 points in the ball game, 44-25. Hastings with the advantage. We're 4 minutes into the second half here this afternoon. Broncos looking for their 13th straight win here this afternoon. Here's Isherwood with the ball, now to Feynman. Feynman gets it to Stadler. Stadler goes for the basket. Her shot is up there. It is no good. Ball is tapped out. Stadler grabs it on the baseline, but her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Jenny Miller. Miller has got it now for the Lancers to Edmondson. Drives around McEwen, takes the ball to the basket. Her shot is up and in. Michelle Edmondson scoring there for the Lancers. He's now got 13. 44-27. Hastings leading by 17 points. Here's McEwen with the ball. Two-handed pass to the far side. That goes to Isherwood. Now to Ducey. Shot for three. Rims off. No good. Ball tapped out, but is picked up by Jenny Miller. Miller has got it for Mount Marty down the right sideline. Edmondson has got it now for the Lancers. Picks up the dribble and sends it down in the corner to a Jenny Miller. Brings it up high on the block. Back down in the corner to Edmondson. Bounce pass in the net. Her shot over Ducey is going to be blocked down. Neff grabs it at the elbow. Puts up another shot over Ducey and hits it. So Lindsay got the first block, did not get the second one, and Cassie Neff has now got 5 points in the ball game for Mount Marty. The Bronco lead is now 15 points at 44-29. 15 minutes to play here in the ball game. That looks like Mount Marty has gone to a zone. Deep in the corner is McEwen for three. Shot no good. Rebound Jenny Miller. Miller brings it back 3-on-2, and Miller's going to hold up with the ball. She circles back around and now drives it against Isherwood. The ball is poked loose, and Ducey picks it up for Hastings. That's the 11th turnover now in Mount Marty. Ducey gets the ball to Kim Feynman, drops it across the midcourt stripe. Feynman works the right side of the floor, reaching in foul here on Mount Marty. The foul is going to go on Jenny Miller. That's going to be her second. So two fouls on Jenny Miller. That's the second team foul on the Lancers here in this second half of play. End of the ball game now for Mount Marty is going to be Alexa Berg. Going out is going to be Jenny Miller. 44-29, Hastings College with the lead. Becky Tesh will inbound the ball here to Feynman. Lancers, like another zone defense here. Ball is knocked loose away from Feynman. Now she, that was last touched by Feynman. So a turnover on the Broncos. That's their 12th turnover. And the ball was knocked out of her hands, but Feynman was the last to touch it. 12 turnovers on Hastings. And Mount Marty has got the ball trailing by 15 points. Edmondson fakes the three. Takes it down on the dribble to the baseline. Comes back out to Neff. Neff has got it in three-point territory against Rachel Isherwood. Sends it down in the corner of the right side to Schomer. Schomer now to Edmondson. Her pass back out to the wing on the left side. A shot is up and in by Berg. Alexa Berg hits her second three of the ball game. She's got 6 points, and the Lancers are back to within 12 points, 44-32. Looks like a 1-3-1 zone defense now for the Mount Marty Lancers. McDermott has got it now to Feynman. Feynman holds it, trying to penetrate. Feynman looks. Bounce pass comes over here to McDermott. Her pass is tipped, and it's going to be out of bounds. Trying to take it down in the corner there to Isherwood. Hastings will play things in. 12 seconds still on the shot clock. 13:40 remaining in the ball game. 44-32. Hastings out on top. Thaman has got it now to Ishwood in the lane. Tesh, her shot from 12. Good. Becky Tesh hits her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. 46-32. Hastings leading by 14 points. We're in the second half here this afternoon. Here's Michelle Edmondson with a ball for Mount Marty. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Stops. Comes out to the free throw line to Gross. Takes it into the paint. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Ducey, and a foul is called on Lindsay. Ducey picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her third. So now Ducey and Tesh each with 3 personal fouls here in the ball game. And going to the free throw line is going to be Kylie Gross for Mount Marty. Gross has got 3 points in the ball game. She's 1 out of 5 from the stripe this afternoon. Her shot is up there. That one is good. She will get one more. Here comes McEwen and Stadler into the ball game, and now Jeff Dippin wants to call a timeout. So now the Broncos want to call a timeout. 13 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 46, Mount Marty 33.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College out on top here in women's college basketball. The score is 46-33. Yesterday, Nebraska won over Iowa State in women's play, 57-49. The Huskers are still undefeated on the season at 14-0. They're now 1-0 in the Big 12 Conference. Yvonne Turner had 14 points to lead Nebraska. In the men's game, it was Texas Tech beating Nebraska by the score of 64-53. The Huskers dropped to 12 wins and 4 losses, and are now 0-1 in the Big 12 Conference. Christian Stanley-Hardinger scored 13 points to lead Nebraska, but in a losing effort as Texas Tech beats the Huskers yesterday to open Big 12 conference play 64-53. Second shot is up there by Gross. That's good. And now Hastings College has got a 46-34 lead here over Mount Marty. Becky Tesh back the other way for the Broncos. The McEwen, her shot for 3 is good. McEwen has knocked down 2 3-pointers in the past couple of minutes. Heather now with 6 points in the basketball game, and Hastings back up by 15 points. It is 49-34. Here's Mount Marty with the ball. Edmondson goes to Schomer. Brings it to the elbow. Now to Edmondson for 3. Her shot good. Drains that baby. Michelle Edmondson now with 16 points in the basketball game. She averages 17.5 on the season. The Bronco lead is down to a dozen again at 49-37. 12:40 remaining here in the ball game. Here's McDermott with the ball. 1 foot in, one side out, outside at the three-point arc. Over to Becky Tesh now. Tesh angles to the basket. Her shot is up and in. Hastings doing a great job getting to the front of the rim here in this ball game. Becky drives it right to the basket and scores. She's got 6 points in the basketball game. 51-37. Hastings by 14 points. Berg has got it. Berg takes it down in the baseline to Edmondson, and a foul is going to be called as Edmondson tries to drive it to the hole there for the Lancers. Kim Fehman picks up the foul. That's going to be her first team foul number 2 on the Broncos, so no free throws here. It'll be Mount Marty playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Schomer will trigger things in. Lobs it out here to the free throw line to Gross. Drives it to the basket. Shot is up and in. Kylie Gross scoring there against Alicia Stadler. That is now 7 points in the ball game for Kylie Gross. 51-39, Hastings with a lead. Here's Sophia McDermott with the ball. Works it inside, down to Stadler. Turnaround jumper, partially deflected. The ball is brought out of there by Kendra Schromer. Schromer runs it back the other way. Has it knocked loose from behind by Fehman. It's picked up here by McEwen. McEwen gets the ball to McDermott. McDermott on the wing on the left side. Will stop right there on the dribble. Comes out to McEwen. A long three-pointer. Thrown up there. She hits another one. Heather McEwen with 3 3-pointers. That one was a couple of feet behind the three-point arc there for Hastings. 54-39. Hastings with the lead. 11.5 to play. Here's Michelle Edmondson with the ball. Comes over to Neth. Cross-court pass goes over to Berg. Deep in the corner on the right side. Berg to Edmondson on the wing. Bounce pass to Neth. Her shot is up and in. Cassie Neth scores there for Mount Marty. She's now got 7 points in the basketball game. It's now 54-41. With the ball now for Hastings is going to be Fehman. Stops right inside the three-point arc. Right side of the lane. Fehman looking. And a 5-second violation is called. Feminati will get rid of the basketball there. Good defense by Mount Barty. All over her was Alexa Berg from Mount Barty. Coming into the ball game now for Mount Barty, Whitney Lichtai. 11:04 remaining here in the ball game. It's Hastings 54, Mount Barty 41. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Michelle Edmondson with the ball from Mount Barty over to Whitney Lichtai, picked up by McEwen of Hastings. Now to Edmondson across the top of the key to Berg. Berg now to Miller. Miller takes it down on the baseline to Gross, trying to penetrate, throws up a little seven-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to McEwen of Hastings. McEwen gets it away now to Kim Feynman. Sidesteps one defender, drives it down the right side of the lane all the way to the baseline, but can't put up a shot to Becky Tesh. Now to Feynman. Her shot is up there. It's good. Hastings getting a lot of open looks now. Kim Feynman knocks one down. It's now 57-41. Hastings leading by 16 points. 10.5 to play here in this one. Here's Michelle Edmondson with the ball now for Mount Marty. Stomps at the elbow, right side of the lane. Gets it out here in the three-point territory to Berg. Berg dribbling with the ball against Tesh. Gives it out to Jenny Miller. She takes the ball to the basket. Her shot over Stadler, no good. Rebound McDermott for Hastings. Sophia down the near sideline for the Broncos on the dribble. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Stops here at the top of the key. Hands it away to Feynman. Two hands on the ball high above her head. Now to Becky Tesh. She cranks up a three ball. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Lichtai from Mount Marty. Lichtai gets the ball to Edmondson. Here come the Lancers. 3-on-3. Pass deflected by McEwen. Picked up by Edmondson. Now to Kylie Gross. Lob pass down to Lichtai. Works against Stadler. Wheels one way. Then the other. Good defense here by Alicia Stadler. Lichtai's got to get rid of it. Goes over on the wing on the right side to Berg. Berg down to Lichtai. Dribbles to the free throw line. Down the lane. Goes against Stadler. Shot is up there. It's no good. She's fouling the play by Alicia Stadler. That's the first foul on Stadler. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Broncos here in the second half. This will be a shooting situation. Whitney Lichtai will go to the free throw line for Mount Marty. 91% for the season. She is 11 out of 12 from the stripe. Her shot is up there. It's good. Lichtai will have one more. That's her first point in the basketball game here this afternoon. Kelly Schilling comes into the ball game now for Mount Marty. Schilling, a 6-foot senior from Wensington, South Dakota. Here comes the next shot. It is up. It is good by Lichtai. Into the ball game for the Lancers will be Schomer. Lichtai will come to the bench. Hastings leading by 14 points. Women's college basketball here this afternoon. 9.5 to go. Hastings 57, Mount Marty 43. Kim Feynman with the basketball for Hastings out here in three-point territory. Feynman dribbles and now takes it into the lane. Stops there. Comes to Becky Tesh. Circles around. Here's a bounce pass down. Loaded Ducey out to Isherwood. Isherwood tries to drive it. The ball is knocked loose. Picked up here by Mount Marty. Edmondson has got it. Edmondson goes down in the corner on the right side to Berg. Gets it inside to Schilling. Now to Edmondson from the corner. Shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Feynman. Feynman back the other way. 2-on-2 along with Rachel Isherwood. And she's going to hold up with the ball now. Feynman bounce pass inside to Ducey. Backs up. Double team. Goes to the hole. Shot is up there. It's no good. And a traveling violation. Traveling violation here on Ducey. That's going to be the 14th turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. 57-43. Broncos still leading by 14 points. In the ball game with 8 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Michelle Edmondson with the ball for Mount Marty behind a screen from Schilling. Can't put up a shot, but drives it down the right side of the lane. Goes down in the corner to Berg. Berg double team, gets away, goes for the basket. Her shot is up and in, and she's fouled in the play. Alexa Berg scores. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. A personal foul whistle on Hastings. And she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Isherwood picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So now it's 57-45. Biggest lead of the ball game was 21 points for Hastings. That occurred at 44-23. Mount Marty slowly but surely sneaking their way back into the ball game here. Alexa Berg will go to the free throw line, an 85% foul shooter. And Mount Marty, the number one scoring team from the free throw line in the GPAC this week. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Berg, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. So the Broncos have a 12-point lead, 57-45. With the ball for Hastings is going to be Kim Feynman out here at the top of the key. Feynman looks, gets it away to McEwen, pounds it inside to Ducey, gets away, goes to the basket against Schilling. Her shot no good. She's fouled in the play. Kelly Schilling picks up the personal foul for Mount Marty. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 2. Check that, team foul number 3 on the Lancers here in the second half. And now Ducey will go to the free throw line for the Broncos. She's got 4 points so far this afternoon. Her shot is up there. It's short. Ducey is number two in the conference in free throw percentage at 85%. We've got the number one shooter from the free throw line in the other team today. That's Michelle Edmondson. She's knocking down 89% of her foul shots. Ducey now 0 for 1 from the stripe this afternoon. Had just 6 points the other day against Doan. Second shot is up there. It is good. So she's got five so far this afternoon, needing 13 to move into second place on the all-time scoring list here this afternoon at Hastings College. So now it's back up to a 13-point lead. The Broncos 58 and the Lancers 45. 8 minutes and 14 seconds to play here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Jenny Miller with the ball in three-point territory. Now to Cassie Neff. Neff gets it to Schomer. Schomer down to the top of the key to Berg. Her bounce pass inside, deflected away, and a foul is going to be called. They took the ball inside, and a personal foul is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go on McEwen. That's going to be her first. Team foul number five on the Broncos in the second half. No free throws. McEwen knocks down Cassie Neff and gets the foul for her efforts. Now Marty will play things in. They come way out on top to Berg. Berg dribbling with the ball. Starts off right. Now comes left to Jenny Miller. Gets around all the way to the basket. Can't put up a shot to Schilling. Schilling comes on the left side of the lane to Miller. Down in the corner to Berg. Shot for three. No good. Ball tapped around. Schomer grabs it here for Mount Marty. Schomer has got the ball for the Lancers. Keeps it alive. They get a fresh shot clock to Berg. Berg comes across the top now to Jenny Miller. Spins in the lane. Against the leash, Schlake is into the ball game now. Down to the baseline. Driving is going to be Berg. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to McDermott for Hastings. Sophia McDermott on the dribble for the Broncos. Left alone out here in three-point territory. She picks up the dribble. Now in trouble. Gets it away to McEwen. Pounds it inside to Ducey. Backs up. Wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Foul called. Ducey goes back to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Berg. Alexa Berg picks up her first. Team foul number four on the Lancers here in the second half. Ducey back to the free throw line for Hastings. 58-45. The Broncos have a 13-point lead. And shot from the line is up and in. Ducey now 2 out of 3 from the line today. She's got 6 points. 59-45. Hastings leading here in this contest. Next one is up there. It's good. 60-45, a 15-point lead. Kylie Gross coming back into the ball game for Mount Marty. Here comes Michelle Edmondson back in there. Schilling checks out, and also Alexa Berg. Here comes McEwen out of the ball game now for Hastings, and Becky Tesh comes back in there. Hastings with Ducey and Tesh, Schlake, McDermott, and Feynman on the floor right now with 7 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the contest. Hastings holding on to a 15-point lead, 60-45. Schomer out here in 3 point territory, and she's tied up with the play as McDermott is all over her defensively. And a jump ball is called, but the arrow pointing in favor of the Lancers, so they'll play it in off of the far sideline. But Sophia McDermott, doing a good job on defense right there for head coach Jeff Dittman. Lancers have the ball on the high post to Gross. Gross takes it on the wing to Edmondson, drives it down. She is double teamed, but a nice pass to Gross in the lane, but her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Feynman. Kim Feynman has got it for Hastings to the near sideline of McDermott. McDermott on the dribble, picks it up right here at the top of the three-point arc. Sends it down in the corner on the right side to Tesh. Bounce pass inside to Ducey. Shot is no good, but she's fouled in the play. Nice pass by Tesh. Gets it into Ducey. She's immediately fouled in the play there by Cassie Neff. So four fouls now on Cassie Neff. Ducey back to the free throw line again here this afternoon. She's 3 out of 4 from the stripe. 85% foul shooter in the season. Ducey now with 7. Shot is up there. That one is in and out. No good. She'll get one more. 60-45. Hastings leading by 15 points here in this one. Next shot is up there by Ducey. That one is in and out, no good. A rare two-shot miss there from the free throw line by Ducey. And a rebound comes down to Mount Marty. 6.5 to play here in the contest. Michelle Edmondson with the ball now for the Lancers. Looking, Feynman all over defensively. Hands it away to Jenny Miller. Takes it to the right side of the floor. Thought about the three, passed it up. Goes to Cassie Neff. Neff trying to work out here against Elise Schlake. Spins in the lane. Ball is knocked loose. Scramble is on, and now we've got a jump ball called. Neff was down there along with McDermott and also Schlenk. A jump ball is called, and this time the arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it. That's unofficially the 13th turnover on Mount Marty here in the ball game. 6:15 remaining here in the contest. Hastings 60, Mount Marty 45. Feynman has got it now to McDermott. Backs up, double team, gets it away to Becky Tesh. Now to Schlake. Here's McDermott again. Dribbles to the free throw line. Goes down in the corner to Feynman. Shot for three is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Schwake grabs it, shoots, and scores. Elise Schwake hits her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 5 points. Hastings now leading by 17. It is 62-45 Hastings. 5:45 to play here in this one. Here's a Jenny Miller for three. Shot is up there. That one won't go. Ducey with a rebound. Ducey dribbles out of there, gets to the Feynman. The ball is knocked loose by Edmondson, and now we got a foul called. Edmondson trying to knock the ball away from Feynman. Got the job done. The scramble down here to the baseline, and now a personal foul is called on Michelle Edmondson. That's going to be her third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number six on the Lancers. McDermott comes out of the ball game. Here comes McEwen back in there. Others hit 3 3-pointers in the second half for 9 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by 17. It is 62-45. Feynman with the ball for the Broncos, looking to penetrate. Can't do it. On the dribble, moves it to the right side. Out of Becky Tesh, fakes the three, dribbles inside, puts up a 15-footer and hits it. Becky now at 8 points in the ball game, and the Broncos again lead by 19 points. It is 64-45. 5:13 to play. Here's Edmondson with the ball, dribbling against Feynman. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Stops on the baseline, comes out to the wing to Gross. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Feynman. Kim dribbles out of there for Hastings, and here she comes down the near sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Stops. Rainbow pass down in the corner. Left side to Tesh. Drives the ball to the basket. Contact made. Blocking foul on Mount Marty. And Tesh will now go to the free throw line here for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Kendra Schomer for Mount Marty. That's going to be her second. So Becky Tesh back to the free throw line for Hastings. A 19-point lead. 64-45. The biggest lead of the ball game, 21 for Hastings. Top of the line is up and in by Tesh. She has now got 9 points in the basketball game. She's a 72% foul shooter coming in here this afternoon. She's now 38 out of 52 from the free throw line this season. Next shot is up there. That one is good. So Tesh hits a pair. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Stadler. Going out will be Tesh. 66-45. Hastings matches their biggest lead of the ball game now with 4 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in this one. Broncos have ripped apart the Lancers here this afternoon. They used an 18-4 run in the final 8 minutes and 45 seconds of the first half to open up a 13-point lead by halftime. And Hastings has kept the pressure on here in the second half. Here's a traveling violation on Jenny Miller as she tried to spin in the lane there for Mount Marty. That is the 14th turnover on the Lancers here in the ballgame. Isherwood comes back into the ballgame now for Hastings, replacing Schlake. Lisa's had a pretty solid day today, both offensively and defensively. She scored 5 points here in the ballgame. Handful of rebounds. So Schlake now on the bench here for head coach Jeff Dittman. 4.5 to play. Hastings 66 and the Lancers 45. Here's Feynman with the ball now for Hastings on the dribble. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Mount Marty has gone back to their man-to-man defense. Isherwood comes over here to Feynman. Holds the ball right at the top of the three-point arc. Now puts it on the floor and dribbles to the top of the key. Gets it to Ducey. Forced outside the three-point arc. Now drives it against Gross, and a foul is going to be called. Ducey driving the ball to the basket, and a foul is going to be called there on Mount Marty. Allie Gross picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Ducey back to the line. 3 out of 6 so far this afternoon from the stripe. 7 points in the ball game for Lindsay Ducey. That's the 8th team foul on the Lancers. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Ducey. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, 67-45. Hastings will play Dana on Wednesday. Next action. Next shot is up and in. Ducey now with 9. So she's 4 points shy of moving into second place on the all-time scoring chart at Hastings College. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted by Stadler of Hastings, the 15th turnover. Stadler gets the ball away to Ducey here in backcourt, dribbling with the ball, and finally gets it into the hands of Kim Feynman. Feynman will bring things up. The Broncos are leading by 23 points, 68-45. And Hastings with a possession here. Stadler has got it at the top of the key. Over on the wing now to Feynman. To Stadler inside to Ducey. Wheels, and she's going to be knocked down again. And a foul is going to be called on Gross. A check that's going to go on Michelle Edmondson. They were both there. Edmondson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your fourth. And now Ducey goes back to the free throw line. Here comes Lichtai back in. Schilling checks back in, and Berg is in. Neff going to the bench. Also Miller and Nikali Gross. So Lindsay Ducey now to the free throw line. 9 points in the contest. Her shot is up there. That one is good. Ducey making a living from the line here in the second half. 6 out of 11 for the ball game. Ducey now in double figures with 10 points. Next one is up there. That one is good. So Ducey's got 11. 70-45. Biggest lead of the contest now for Hastings. They're blowing the Lancers out of here. 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in this one. Here's a shot. It's going to be no good. Ducey grabs the rebound. It goes over Schilling's back. Now we got a foul called. Let's see. The official comes over the table. It's going to be Lindsey Ducey picking up a personal foul. That's going to be your fourth. Team foul number 6 on Hastings. So no free throws here. Mount Marty will inbound. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Schomer will get things in. Now to Lichtai. Ducey comes out to pick her up. Hands the ball away to Udmundson. And a foul is going to be called on Hastings. It'll go on Feynman. Second personal foul on Feynman. Team foul number 7 on Hastings. And Michelle Udmundson will go to the free throw line here for Mount Marty. She's got 16 points in the basketball game. 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. This shot is up and in. She'll get one more. 70-46. Hastings with the lead. Michelle will have one more. Here's the next one. It's up and in, so she cans a couple of free throws. It's now 70-47. Hastings with the ball and the lead here late in the ball game. Kim Feynman has got it on the dribble on the right side of the floor. Man-to-man defense still from Mount Marty. There's McEwen, the Ducey, out of Rachel Isherwood. Isherwood comes over here to Feynman on the near sideline, directing some traffic over here. Feynman on the shot clock, looks up, 7 seconds. Down to Stadler, now to Isherwood at the free throw line. Shot is up there, it's no good. Stadler grabs the rebound. Out to McEwen. And now we've got a... Let's see, Hastings will play things in. Reset the shot clock. 2:54 remaining in the ball game. 28 seconds on the shot clock now as Hastings will play things in off of the far sideline. Broncos leading by a score of 70-47. This will be their 13th straight win. Hastings will improve to 17-2 if we can hang on to things here this afternoon. Still with one game lead in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Here's Stadler from the free throw line. Up, no good. Rebound comes down to Schilling for Mount Marty. Schilling gets it away to Udmundson as he brings it into the offensive zone. Drives it against Feynman. Stops right there. A pass across the lane. Deflected out of bounds by Stadler. Mount Marty will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 2:34 to play. 70-47. Hastings with the lead. Mount Marty will look to play things in. That's a Berg. Bounce pass off of the inbound. It's up and in. Kelly Schilling scores. That one was easy for the Lancers as Schilling just grabs it on the inbounds off of the bounce pass right in the lane and hits the easy jumper. She's got 2 points in the ball game, 70-49. Broncos leading by 21, putting this baby away. There's Stadler again, grabs it, shoots and scores off of the window. Alicia Stadler now with 18 points in the ball game for the Broncos. She's got 10 so far here in the second half. Hastings now leading 72-49. There's a bounce pass down to Schilling on the short baseline on the right side, and her pass is deflected back out of bounds. It'll be Mount Marty playing things in just to the left of the basket on the baseline with 2:02 remaining here in the contest. 72-49, Hastings with the lead. Berg looking to get things in for the Lancers. Does so. That's Udmundson deep in the corner on the right side there for Mount Marty. Brings it up high on the block and then tries to put a move on Feynman. Goes for the basket. Her shot is no good, but she is fouled on a play by Kim Feynman. Feynman picks up her third. And Michelle Udmundson goes to the free throw line for Mount Marty. She has got 18 points in the basketball game, 4 out of 4 from the stripe. Her shot is up there. That one is good. She will get one more. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Elise Schlake. And Alicia Stadler will come out of the ball game. Alicia with 18 points. Top of the line is up and in for Udmundson. She's now got 20 in the ball game, and it's 72-51. Hastings open up a 31-18 lead at halftime, and they have not been threatened here in the second half. Here's Schlake with the ball now for Hastings. Goes to McEwen, inside to Ducey. She puts up a shot. It's going to be knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Schilling gets her hands on the ball there for Mount Marty, and Hastings will play things in. Kim Feynman will inbound the ball here to Heather McEwen. Cross-court pass goes to Schlake over to Feynman. Short jumper is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Lichtai for Mount Marty. Lichtai gets it here to the near sideline. Now Kelly Bohr is into the ball game for the first time. board, dribbling with the ball, goes to Whitney Lichtai. She takes it into the lane, spins against Isherwood. Her shot is up there. It's no good. McEwen grabs the rebound for Hastings. Heather McEwen will dribble out of there for the Broncos with a minute and 15 seconds to play here in this one. Isherwood has got it now for Hastings. Isherwood dribbles behind her back at the free throw line to Schlake. Elise gives it away now to Kim Thaman. Thaman on the dribble underneath the basket. She's pushed down. No foul called. Finally gets the ball over here to Isherwood. Dribbles behind her back again. Isherwood to Schlake. Inside to Ducey. Spins one way, then the other. Puts it up there. The shot's going to be no good. Tap try by Schlake is no good. Rebound Schlake underneath the basket. Goes to Thaman. Thaman brings her back out here on the dribble now with 47 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings leading by a score of 72-51. Thaman gets it out of Schlake. Schlake to Isherwood. Rachel dribbles behind her back again, takes it to the free throw line to Elise Schlake. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Here's the McEwen. Gets it inside to Ducey. Double teamed. Her pass deflected away. Picked up by Lichtai. Whitney Lichtai has got the ball now for Mount Marty. 25 seconds to play. Here in this one, the Broncos have the advantage 72-51. Here's Kelly Boer with the ball to Lichtai. Fakes the three. Now throws up a 15-footer. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Schlake. Elise Schlake here in backcourt, 11 seconds to go to Isherwood. And Rachel Isherwood will just dribble the ball and wind things out here. 6 seconds. We're going to have a traveling violation called on Isherwood with 1.3 seconds to play. The clock was still running. Isherwood was just coming to the bench nonchalantly. She's whistled for the traveling violation. The ball game was not over yet as the clock was winding down from 6 seconds. And Isherwood is whistled for the traveling violation. Mount Marty plays it in. Now the game is over. Hastings College wins a big one here this afternoon over the Lancers out of Mount Marty, a matchup of two nationally ranked teams. In fact, the two teams from the top 10, Hastings at number 2, Mount Marty at number 7. But this was no contest here this afternoon from about the 8:45 mark of the first half. It was no contest. Hastings College dominating the basketball game here this afternoon as they beat Mount Marty this afternoon. Hastings 72, Mount Marty 51. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
So the Hastings College women's basketball team picks up the win here in the opener this afternoon over Mount Marty. Final score is 72-51. So Hastings improves to 17 wins and 2 losses on the season. They're now 7-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. It's only the second conference loss for Mount Marty. The Lancers are now 5-2. They dropped to 14-3 overall. Either team got off to a real good start here this afternoon. In fact, it was a low-scoring game, only 5 points on the board, 4 minutes into the contest, 3-2. Lancers had the lead. Hastings College came back to take the advantage at 4-3, increased the lead to 6-3, and then we were tied up at 6-8. Hastings got ahead by 4 points, 12-8, with just over 10 minutes to play in the first half. Lancers reclaimed the lead at 14-13, and then Hastings closed out the first half on an 18-4 run. And the Broncos led at halftime by a score of 31-18, eventually increased that lead to 41-23 in the second half, in the early stages of the second half, led by 21 for the first time at 44-23 led by 21 at 66-45, led by as many as 25 points in the second half at 70-45. And Hastings goes on to win this afternoon over the Lancers by the score of 72-51. We'll come back and check the scoring in the ball game as we continue from the Osborne Sports Complex right after this timeout.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group.